Watch, Chinese security thug drags Dutch reporter away during live shot at genocide games. By Warner Todd Houston on February 4, 2022. A reporter for a Dutch news outlet was dragged away on video by a Chinese security officer outside the arena during a live broadcast of the Beijing Olympics opening ceremony on Friday. The reporter, Sjoerd Dendaas, of Nosny UW's Nederlandse Omroepstichting, a member of the Netherlands public broadcasting system, is seen in the clip being shoved and herded away from his camera by a Chinese security agent in a black jacket and red armband. It is still unknown exactly what rule the reporter broke, and he was not detained, but the outrageous clip is evidence that the red Chinese will brook no freedom of the press during the genocide games. Watch. In its tweet of the video clip, Nose wrote, "Our correspondent, Dendaas, was pulled away from the camera by security guards at 12 p.m. live in the Nose Journal. Unfortunately, this is increasingly becoming a daily reality for journalists in China. He is fine and was able to finish his story a few minutes later." By some reports, the Chinese security guard is heard saying in Mandarin, "Hurry up, step quickly," as the Dutch reporter says, "I'm allowed to be here." Nose editor-in-chief Marcel Jellyhoff said the incident was a painful illustration of how the foreign press is treated in Red China. Sjoerd has often told and shown that it is difficult as a journalist in China. There is a far-reaching tendency to curtail freedoms, and this may be even stronger because of Corona. Jellyhoff added, according to Dutch newspaper Algemeen Dagblad, via Yahoo News. The treatment that Sjoerd Dendaas faced is nothing new in China. The Foreign Correspondents Club of China recently decried the increasing harassment of journalists in the communist nation. In a report released in January, the organization revealed that foreign reporters are constantly slapped with nuisance lawsuits by Chinese officials. They are also hounded off streets during video reporting, face having their visas revoked, and are constantly ejected from the country. They also face attacks via tech, as well. They are routinely harassed by name on social media in China. And elsewhere, they have their accounts and their devices hacked, and they even face physical assault. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.